when you got ready to pour concrete, see, you build up so high, and then you got what's called lead rock. So I called the inspector, let him know if we're going to pour concrete. Well, of course, here, I've got 5/8 of an inch steel rod. So I was up there on the platform, shop. He come there. I don't know. He was a good friend. And he belonged to the Parker family. It's a family held, the Parker family. This friend of mine gave me the name Dick. I think it was in 25. The people that I lived with, Mama, they moved on here. And he was a farmer. And that's all the Parker family called me, Dick. He got up on the scaffold and looked down and then he saw the steel rod. Said, Dick, you're not about to have this blow away. I said, no, not if I can help it. Because this place is built. And down there in the foundation, I got down in there with a whisper room, getting the rock, down to solid rock, getting the potholes, cleaning them out. So if this goes, there ain't be a damn thing left on this island.
That's right. But how many feet up is it to your main part of your house?
It's a little better than 8 feet.
Well, I guess you stand pretty high water
then. Oh, yeah. I ain't got to worry about it. See, the only thing I worry about is water. So I've got shutters for this door, for the other door, and the one upstairs. Then I've got them warnings up there. They come down.
The wind's pretty bad in this hurricane.
Yeah. It was if I remember rightly, it was 185 or better in 60.
Just blow trees, uproot trees?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Christ, you couldn't travel the road for trees. And you know, to tell you something funny, we was a friend of ours down what we call a storm house. These houses is the government built for the people after the 35 hurricane. They're supposed to be hurricane proof. We stayed with them during the hurricane. Well, in this house that we had, all I was worried about was my antenna. Because all the reports we were getting, the damn thing was hitting Mars and QS, one of my head health. And up until around 2:30 in the morning, a friend of ours, his daughter, had a radio, battery radio. We were getting it on the radio. The eye of the hurricane was 8 miles from the QS, and damn if we didn't get it.
Oh.
So the next day, like I told you, that's all I was worried about my antenna. The next day, the picture. I did know his name, I forgot him. Was there at that time. He came down the house and he had been up this way. So I asked about our house, he didn't know. So later this friend was stayed with, he came up. He said, no, the house is ruined. So when we got up there, the house is this way, and back of that building right there. And I'm going to tell you something, mister, you don't even want to believe. I can tell you two things. No, ask me, I don't know. The friend of mine I told you was inspector, his wife, had seaweed in the hem of a dress.